This is Ronnie Allen, and it's my pleasure to be talking to a lady who had the billing of Little Peggy March back in 1963 when she had the recording of I Will Follow Him. Did that Little Peggy March come about like right before you did that record? Did somebody say, well, I'm going to have to call her Little Peggy March?
No, actually, it came about when I went originally into Hugo and Luigi's office to audition for them. And I was 13 at the time, and being only 4'10", this little person with this big voice, as they said, and they thought it would be a very cute thing to name me Little Peggy March. Peggy is my first name, but March is my birthday because the name Batavia was much too long, apparently, for a label, and nobody was really using their real name at that time, unless it was a very anglicized or very, you know, normal, if you will, name. Mine was a little bit too Italian, so they called me Little Peggy March.
You mean if your birthday had been in December, you would have been Little Peggy December?
Who knows?
You were the youngest female recording artist ever to hit number one. Is that correct?
That's right, and the record still holds.
The song, I Will Follow Him, it was a foreign song, right?
Yes, it was originally an instrumental, written by Paul Muriat, and not under that name, and it was an instrumental called Chariot.
Chariot. I always say Chariot. Yeah, that shows you how much I know.
Well, it's okay. It's the French pronunciation of Chariot, but it's I guess the English pronunciation would be Chariot. In any case, it was a huge hit in France, and it was put to words, and Petula Clark had a hit of it in French, as a matter of fact. Landed on Hugo and Luigi's desk after an English lyric had been written to it, and I got it. I believe it's that simple.
Well, lucky you.
Yes, and mine was the first release, and mine did go to number one in most countries all over the world. Japan and most of South America and, of course, Australia and everywhere. And so I recorded in French, and I recorded in Italian, and I recorded in German, and I recorded in Dutch, and then in Japanese. And I traveled into all those countries.
Who were the background singers on I Will Follow Him? Anybody in particular?
I don't know. They came in, they recorded a few days later. I was with this 40-piece orchestra in Studio A on 23rd Street in New York City.
Right.
And this is where I recorded I Will Follow Him. But I think we took 13 tracks that night, and I think the one that was released and finally was number 10. However, the singers came out and did their job later. So I was told five. There were three females and two males, which, of course, they overdubbed. And most obvious is the very low bass voice, which is, I think, one of the reasons the song was such a hit.
I will follow him wherever he may go. There isn't an ocean too deep, a mountain so high it can keep me away. I must follow him ever since he touched my